And tomorrow will be at 6:35, Bellefonte Community Night, with fireworks after the game. And not only that, you can watch the fireworks from the field. The last four fireworks shows, starting with tomorrow night, you'll be able to go out on the field, sit down, and just enjoy it from that great spot. And for anybody who kind of looked around and said, you know, I really would love to go on the field sometime, here's a chance to go out to the field, really enjoy it, and watch the fireworks on the field tomorrow night. That's after, by the way, they crown Mr. Bellefonte. It's a lot of emotion surrounding that right now. The knockdown dragout between Joe Putnam and Scott Walker. Scott has already picked out his competition. He has picked out the bouncy horses, of which he would be the favorite. Joe Putnam is going with Bellefonte Trivia. So the Spikes, wearing their home whites tonight with blue and gold trim, will take the field. Blue caps, blue stripe down the side of the pants. And Trenton tonight wearing the dark blue jerseys with the light blue cutoff sleeves and the white numerals with the gray pants. And they are wearing their blue hats tonight. They are risen here at the ballpark. Here is Rodney Martin.
At this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able, and we kindly request that you remove your caps as we honor our great nation with the playing of our national anthem.
The State College Spikes Front Office Choir, conducted by Scott Walker, with our national anthem on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are home at Medler Field tonight. The Spikes take on Trenton at 6:35 p.m. as tales from the ticket office fill the air. It's also trade any ticket night. Bring any ticket you like, from a ball game, an amusement park, or even that parking ticket, and exchange it for a bullpen box seat. And it's a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price wine and Line and Kugel Summer Shandy from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
So we get rolling here at the ballpark tonight. Game two of this three-game set between the Spikes and the Trenton Thunder. Spikes dramatically won last night. A really well-played game between the two teams, winning it in the final of 3-2 on the walk-off double by Peyton Harden that scored Zach Vuletich after the double by Logan Mathieu. Jonah Jenkins going through his final warm-ups. Behind him, Logan Mathieu at first, Zach Vuletich at second, Josh Leslie at third. At the short, Marcus Page at third, Carlos Contreras in left, Peyton Harden in center, and Brendan Dorigi in right, with Luis Aviles behind the plate for the Spikes in this one. Opening pitch of the game at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet. Your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is A-C-O. And it'll be Colby Johnson leading it off. Johnson at 338 with one home run, seven knocked in, four doubles and two triples. Eighth in the league in hitting at 338. The first pitch swinging, first base side, drifting out of play. It's 0-1.
Official start time of today's game was 635 with a temperature of 73 degrees. Is that they brought to you?
So 73 degrees at game time. A little bit of haze. And the pitch. It's up high for a ball, 1-1 the count. A little bit of haze down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte tonight. And the pitch lifted in the air, right center field. That could be trouble. Hard and long run. Not going to get there. It's going to one hop the wall. Johnson's around second. Pulls up, puts on the brakes. What a throw that time by Harden to get the ball back in the way he did. It is a leadoff double for Colby Johnson, his fifth double of the season. Jack Lynch had a tough night last night. He went 0-for-3 with a walk. He did steal a base. Lynch had 212 with no home runs, three knocked in. He has three doubles. He'll bat from the left side. Jenkins went 6-4 this year at Ohio State with a 3.81 ERA. Struck out 44, walked just 19. Gave up 55 hits and 56 and two-thirds. Good performances, good numbers. And the pitch. Inside and low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Struck out 7 per 9 innings, and they only hit 258 against him. In his career in college, 8 strikeouts per 9 innings. And in his career at Dartmouth, San Francisco, and Ohio State, the pitch, that's foul, third base side, Geisinger Champions Club out of play, level at 1-1. In his career of 5 years at Dartmouth, San Francisco, and Ohio State, 140 innings pitched and only 129 hits given up. That's really, really good. I mean, that's a big sample size. Tells you a lot about him. Righty delivers. Inside corner for a strike. Good pitch there. One ball and two strikes the count. Fastball at 89 from Jonah. Cody Kogan working the plate tonight. Ian Pittenger down at first and Matthew Martin at third. Set and the pitch. And he tied him up inside and he fouled it off his front foot. It's 1-2 the count. Fouled it off the instep. Fouled it off the part where the guard is. That was going to be about Blackford last night. Blackford hit a foul ball last night, and it went off his back foot. By going off his back foot, that's the foot that doesn't have the guard on it. Johnson on second after a leadoff double to right center. 1-2 the count on Lynch. We're at the top of the first inning. Great to have you with us here at the ballpark tonight. Set by Jenkins and to the plate. Hit high in the air, right center field. Harden comes over. Harden takes charge in right center, puts it away. No advance by Johnson, one out. Ramon Jimenez to the plate. Jimenez, 217. No home run, seven knocked in with three doubles and a triple. Jimenez went 0-for-3 last night, but he did knock in a run in the first inning with a ground out. Brought home Johnson. Jenkins stares in. And waits, delivers. Low and outside, 1-0 the count. Jenkins will throw the four-seam fastball. He'll mix in the curve, the slider. He has a changeup, and he also throws the cutter. And that was the changeup that time. 1-0 the count. And the pitch. That's hit in the air down the right field line. Foul. Long run for Logan Mathieu at the tarp. Won't get there. Goes into the first round. Then bounces back out in the field. 1-1 the count. baseballs brought out for Cody Kogan. So Jenkins stares in with a 1-1 count. Johnson leads off at second. Vuletic, the second baseman, shading that direction just to keep him near the bag. Straight away in the outfield, and Harden is deep, everybody else normal depth. Set by Jenkins, and the pitch in tight. Up high and tight to the right-handed hitter at the letters. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on the changeup that time. It's level at 2-2. On the 77-degree evening, a light breeze that's blowing right now to left less than 5 miles per hour. Talk about the haze down the mountain range tonight. It's August. And the 2-2, there goes Johnson. Swung on and fouled off by Jimenez, and Johnson will have to go back to second. Johnson did steal a base last night. Johnson is 7-for-8 in stolen bases, and the base he stole last night was third. 2-2 the count with one out, Johnson on second. Set by Jenkins to the plate. On the ground to the right side, Vuletic ranges to his left, sidearms to first in time. Johnson moves to third, two outs. Joe Impiduglia to the plate, the DH. In last night's game, he went 1-for-4 with a single. Overall, 3-10, three home runs, eight knocked in. The interesting part about him, he has 13 hits, 10 singles and three home runs. No doubles, no triples. So with two outs, the infield back. Page off the line at third with the left-handed hitter up. Outfield straight away and deep in center and in right. Backed him away inside. Good job by Avilas to get it. 1-0 the count. Normal depth for Contreras in left, but Harden and Durigi are both deep in center and right, respectively. Vuletic is actually playing on the grass at second base. I'm talking about outfield grass. 1-0. Checked it. That's a strike. It's 1-1. Now, in the majors, you can't do that. Both feet must be on the dirt in the majors. That rule is not in place in this league. 1-1 the count. And Impiduglia waits. Open stance in that left-handed box. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good curveball that time from Jenkins. It's 1-2. Well, I don't know. Luis Avilas is now behind home plate, doubled over. Remember, the Spikes are only carrying right now two catchers. Caleb Marquez is the only other one on the roster. Avilas is now standing. As Ashley McEwen, the trainer, along with manager Dave Tremblay, come out. I wonder if he got struck in the back of the head that time by the follow-through in the swing. Seems all right. Luis will stay in the game. And Impiduglia, I think, comes over. He touches his back leg with his bat like, hey, sorry, man. I think what happened was on the swing that time, he came around and he caught the back of the head of Avilas just inadvertently. So Luis stays in the game. He's fine. The count is 1-2. Johnson's on third. We have two outs, top of the first inning, and scoreless. Jenkins, the right-hander, works from the third base side. He goes set and delivers. Up high and away for a ball, level at 2-2. Great to see the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion with people in it again tonight. Set by Jenkins. And the 2-2. Checked it. It's just a bit high. Caught the plate, but a bit high that time. With an 89-mile-per-hour fastball, it's full 3-2. Looks in, gets what he wants. Goes set and delivers. Inside ball four. First and third now with two outs. That will bring Craig Corliss to the plate. Corliss did not play in last night's game. He's the catcher tonight. Corliss at 292. No home runs, three knocked in, has a double. If you're wondering about Impeduglia running, he does have a stolen base in his only attempt. Being held on by Matthew at first. Two outs. Corliss in that right-handed box, open stance. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good changeup that time. It's 0-1. It's only the second first pitch strike that Jonah has thrown to the opening five hitters. Oh and one. And the pitch. It's on the ground to third. Page backs up. Short way to Vuletic in time at second, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, and a pair left. Half inning gone. Trent nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Hi, get up. You need a hat. You need a hat. It looks like Trish in the black is out the front. Come on, Trish. Have you guys never ridden any bouncy horses?
So we work our way to the top of the, or excuse me, the bottom of the first inning. It'll be Peyton Harden, Braden Blackford, and Carlos Contreras, followed by Brendan DeRiggi, Luis Aviles, Logan Matthew, Josh Leslie, Marcus Page, Zach Vuletic, against Cade Lancour on the mound. Lancour making his fifth start, 2-1 with a 4.26 ERA. Good numbers, 19 innings, just 16 hits, 9 earned runs. Struck out 10, walked 7, but hit 3. Opposing hitters 232 against him. Defensively, it is Fontana at first, Covino at second, Lynch at short, Jimenez at third, Merriweather in left, Johnson in center, Giordano in right, and Corliss behind the plate. Tim Battle is coaching down at third. Jesus Ezuaje is coaching down at first. And Peyton Harden after his terrific night last night. 3 for 3. All three were doubles. Knocked in the game winner last night. That average up to 308 with no home runs and 8 knocked in. Leads the league in runs scored with 17. He's fourth in the league in stolen bases with 10. And here's the pitch. It's on the ground. Backhanded in the hole. It's short. Lynch, long throw. He won't get Harden. That'll be an infield hit. So Harden stays hot. And now let's see whether he decides to go after stolen base number 11. Braden Blackford at the plate. He's the DH tonight. Last night, Braden went 0 for 3. Blackford at 309, four home runs to lead the league, 13 knocked in with 6 doubles and a triple. He's also hit by a pitch last night. Middle infield double play, depth open stance. And the pitch. It's inside and low for a ball. Starts him out with a fastball at 88. It's 1-0. So as Ezuaje and Harden are getting a look at the move to the plate by Lancour. Goes set and to the plate. That is lined up the middle, backhanded. One on the first double play. That was hit hard enough where it's going to be a double play. 4-6-3, 13th double play turned by Trenton, the seventh that the Spikes have hit into in the second half as it goes 4-6-3. And here's Carlos Contreras. He went 3-for-3 last night. He's back to the top now in batting average in the league. He's at 389. With no home runs, 14 knocked in. The 14 RBI is good for fourth in the league. Seven doubles and a triple. He takes a strike, get his 0-1. No balls and a strike. And Lancor delivers. Outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Went change up that time. One and one the count. Brendan Dorigi on deck, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball down in the zone. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Contreras. Crowds that plate. And the pitch. That's foul, third base side. Geisinger Champions boxing out of play. One and two the count on Carlos. Base is empty. Amazing that they play him shallow in the outfield. That is foul, slicing down the third base line, just past the Trenton bullpen and out of play. 1-2 the count. Merriweather shallow in left. Johnson shallow in center. Giordano a little deeper, and right now he shallows up. Okay. Interesting alignment. The pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-2 the count. Contreras has not hit a home run this year. He did hit 7 this year at Sam Houston State, driving in 45, the pitch. It's down the left field line, slicing foul again, right around the neighborhood of the Trenton bullpen. Sails past it and out of play. It's 2-2. Two outs, bases clean. Bottom of the first inning, we're scoreless. Lancor works from the center of the hill, backs up and fires to the plate. It's fouled again, third base side. That's headed toward the concourse and out of play near the Geisinger Kid Zone. It's 2-2. Tomorrow night, 6:35, Belfont Community Night. Come on out. Fireworks after the game. A pitch. It's popped up. First base side. In fair territory, halfway down the line, and putting it away is Fontana, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, and nobody left. And at the end of one full, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up. That frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Dan Covino.
So Dan Covino leads it off. He'll be followed by Anthony Fontana and Max Giordano. 6-7-8 in the Trenton batting order in the top of the second of a scoreless game. First pitch swinging, turns on it and fouls it. First base side down by the Spikes bullpen and out of play. It is 0-1. So six hitters, three first pitch strikes. Covino at 3-15, two home runs, 10 knocked in with three doubles. Bats on the left side. And the pitch. That's hit high in the air to right field. Dorigi has a play on it. Goes over a couple steps, makes the catch. One up and one down. Anthony Fontana to the plate. Fontana at 254 with no home runs, eight knocked in with four doubles and a triple. Fontana last night went 1-for-4 with a single. Fontana bats from the left side. Close stance for him. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Starts him out that time with a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Fontana out of Queens College in Montauk, New York. 6'3", 225 pounds. Here's the 0-1. Up high, 1-1 the count. One ball and one strike the count. They play him in the outfield. Straight away, a little shallower and left by Contreras, but with the left-handed hitter up deeper in center and right, respectively. Breaking ball for another strike. Good pitch that time by Jenkins. It is 1-2. Good curveballs. He snapped it off. Ball and two strikes. Fouled that one off to stay alive. Good job by Fontana to fight that one off inside. Still 1-2 with one out, and the base is empty here in the top of the second and scoreless. Tomorrow night, 6:35, Bellefonte Community Night. Fireworks from the field tomorrow night as well, and a dollar beer Thursday. Here's the 1-2. Foul straight back to the screen, still 1-2. Tickets available, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download SteakHouseSpikes.com. You can go to the box office, or you know what? You can also walk up. Donna Smith is coaching down at third and Darren Ford at first. 1-2 the count, and the pitch on its way. It's fouled back again. Great job of fighting off pitches to stay alive. It's 1-2. Sebastian Rodriguez. One night you're throwing seven innings, five hits, two runs, striking out seven and walking one. The next day you're the guy that's shagging baseballs. 1-2 from Jenkins. Adds to left field and Contreras right in his tracks. In a couple steps, puts it away. Two gone. Max Giordano did not play in last night's game. He's the McDonald's strikeout guy tonight. Giordano hitting 216 with no home runs, five knocked in, and a couple of doubles. Giordano's a right-handed hitter. He's out of Buffalo. Played his collegiate baseball at Niagara. 6 foot, 195 pounds. And he was a DNP CD last night. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. DNP CD is did not play, coach's decision. In this case, manager's decision. 0-1. Up high. 1-1 the count. Fastball at 88. Ball and a strike. And it's on the ground to short. Leslie backhands, fires in the dirt, dug out by Matthew in time, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Thunder in the second. Inning and a half gone. We're scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second in a scoreless game. Brendan Dorigi followed by Luis Aviles and Logan Matthew. 4, 5, and 6 in the Spikes batting order against Cade Lancour. And Lancour delivers. Dorigi takes it low and outside for ball 1-0 the count. Lancour 6'6", 235 pounds out of Nakusa, Wisconsin. That is pitching at University of Illinois Chicago. It's a wrap foul. First base side, it's 1-1. In fact, that's the Big Ten tournament. That's where Penn State practice was, UIC. So I saw the Flames field. 1-1 outside to Dorigi. 2-1 the count. Dorigi, 0-for-4 last night, hitting .303 with a home run, 14 knocked in, 10 doubles and a triple. He has scored 13 runs. And the pitch, that's fouled. Third base side over the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play, even at 2-2. Dorigi, second team all Big Ten. Had an 11-game hitting streak this season for the Hawkeyes. 2-2 to the big man. Down low, full 3-2 with Aviles on deck. This is the power part of the order for the Spikes. Dorigi out of Cherry Hills, Colorado. Waits on the 3-2. Outside ball four, Spikes have a base runner. So the second straight inning that the Spikes have had the leadoff man aboard. But Harden in the first inning was wiped out on a well-executed 4-6-3 double play. Here's Luis Aviles. He went 0-for-3 last night with a walk, hitting .271, tied for the league lead with 4 home runs. He's driven in 5, 6 doubles. Third in the league in extra base hits with 10. Third in the league also in slugging percentage at .576. Middle infield double play depth, and over the head of Aviles, it's 1-0. With all due respect to Cody Kogan, I could have called that one. The difference is Cody's way better on the close ones. 1-0 the count, and the set, and the pitch. That's foul tipped into the mitt. It's 1-1. 325 down the left field line. 378 left center. 410 the nook. 399 dead center. 375 right center. And 320 down the line. And right to the Lion Country Kia corner. Lancour goes set. And to the plate. Outside corner for a strike. Beautiful pitch. Fastball at 89. 1-2 the count. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. 8 feet high at the scoreboard in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. It's on the ground up the middle. Lynch could be two. Shuffles one on the first double play. Second inning in a row. They've turned one. This time 6-4-3, two outs for Logan Matthew. We always explain, same dimensions as PNC Park in Pittsburgh, except in the right field wall in Pittsburgh is 21 feet high to honor the great Roberto Clemente. Here it's 18.55 feet high because Penn State was founded in 1855. Matthew with the big double last night that set the Spikes on the road to victory. That's in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Matthew at 200 with 2 home runs, 11 knocked in, now 3 doubles. He has scored 8 runs. 1-for-4 last night with that ninth inning double. Checked it, did not go. It's low. 1-1 the count. Change up that time. Josh Leslie on deck. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second, each team with a hit. Lancor drives to the plate. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at 89. What's entailed to at that time? 1-2 the count. Merriweather against the left-handed hitter is way off the line in left. This is what he did last night. He's closer to the nook at 410 than he is to the 378 sign near the scoreboard. In fact, he is beyond the scoreboard in left field. The pitch. It's foul straight back. Good job by Matthew to stay alive at 1-2. Meanwhile, Johnson and Giordano deep in center and right, respectively, especially Giordano in right. He met his way off the line at third. 1-2 to Matthew. And the pitch. High and away for a ball. 2-2 the count. Went 90 with the fastball, which has been the top-out number for Lancour tonight. Matthew, 2-2 count on him. Lancour to the plate. High wide, 3-2 the count. Josh Leslie is next. Leslie leads the league in total hits with 30. Lancour, big deep breath. 6-3 right-hander, 3-2. Low, ball four. Matthew walks. That is the 11th walk he has drawn this season. Second walk of the inning, but the first one was wiped out on a 6-4-3 double play. And here's Josh Leslie. Leslie, 1-for-4 last night. He knocked in a run at 353, which is good for sixth in the league. Two home runs, 14 knocked in with five doubles, scored 12 runs. And number one in total hits with 30. On the ground, wide of the bag at third. 0-1 the count as Lancour gets ahead of another hitter. Even with the right-handed hitting Leslie up at the plate, Merriweather is still way off the line in left. Johnson, in fact, is about maybe 10, 15 steps into right center. 0-1 the count and the pitch. Breaking ball up the middle. That's a base hit. Matthew will pull into second and stop there. First and second with two outs. Hit number 31 for Josh Leslie.
The third baseman, number 8,
Marcus Page. Page went 0-for-3 last night with a walk, hitting 182 with two home runs, 14 knocked in. 14 RBIs, good for fifth in the league. Five doubles, he has scored 8 runs. He's also walked 11 times. Those 11 walks, which Matthew now has, that's good for fifth in the league. First and second with two outs. And Lancour delivers. That's hit in the air, foul. Down the right field line. Long run, Giordano's got a shot. And in foul territory, puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, and two left. And at the end of two full, we're scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, scoreless game. Jonah Jenkins will face 9-1-2 here in the top of the third. Christian Merriweather followed by Colby Johnson and Jack Lynch. Merriweather went 0-for-3 last night. Merriweather hitting .222. No home runs, nothing knocked in. He has a double and swings and fouls that one at the plates. So, after only getting 2 first pitch strikes against the opening 5 hitters, he's bounced back. He's got 6 first pitch strikes on 9 hitters in the lineup. Merriweather waits, and the pitch. It's up high for a ball, 1-1 the count. Merriweather out of Oakland, California, played at Rogers State in Oklahoma. 5'10", 175 pounds. Bats on the right side as Jenkins delivers. Swing and a miss. Terrific breaking ball that time. That was the changeup. It's 1-1. Contreras shallow and left. Same story with Dorigi and right. And Harden usually plays a little deeper in center than his wingmen. 1-2. And excuse me, just checked it and fouled it back to the screen. It's 1-2. We're scoreless. In the top of the third, Spikes have 2 hits to 1 for Trenton. One and two the count. And Jenkins waits. Jonah gets what he wants. And the 1-2. It's outside and low. Avila's trying to bring that back. But when you have to bring it back about a foot and a half, that's not good. 2-2 the count. 90-mile-per-hour fastball that time. Purpose pitch. You wanted him to go out and chase it. It didn't. Good discipline by Merriweather. And the 2-2. Breaking ball. That's tap foul. Third base side rolling toward the Trenton dugout. 2-2 the count. Picked up there by Justin Guerrero, who played last night. The Watertown, Connecticut native. Played at Fairfield. 2-2 the count. Jenkins waits. Again, he favors the third base side of the hill. And delivers. That's on the ground to third. Page is there on the first hop. Long throw across the diamond in time. One up and one down.
Center fielder number 9, Colby Johnson.
Colby Johnson doubled to right but was stranded at third in the first. Johnson with that double has the average up to .348 now. Came into the night 8th in the league in hitting. Checked it, did not want to chase that one, 1-0 the count. We curveball that time in the dirt low and outside to the right-handed hitter. And the 1-0. Up high, 2-0. So Dorigi is off the line and right. Closer to the .375 sign. Harden deep in center. Contreras normal in left. That's up high, and he runs the count 3-0 on Johnson. And Johnson has 7 stolen bases. He's 7-for-8 in stolen bases. Guy who'd like to keep off the base pass. 10th in the league in steals. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Just slipped it in there. It's 3-1. Fastball at 91 for Jenkins. His top out number tonight has been 92. 3-1 the count, and Jenkins delivers. That's tap foul, so he battles back from 3-0 to 3-2. Cody Kogan will pick up that baseball. Take a quick look, brush it off, and I predict it's going back in the bag. It's going back in the bag. 3-2 now the count with one out, bases empty, top of the third. We're scoreless, and Jenkins nods yes and delivers. Swing and a miss, strike 3, got him. He comes all the way back from 3-0 to get the strikeout. His first of the ball game, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Here's the shortstop, Jack Lynch. Flew to center his initial time up. Lynch out of Milford, Connecticut, played in Manhattan College. He's 23 years of age. Excuse me, he's 22 years of age. He'll turn 23 November 9th. That's up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Lynch, good size for a shortstop. 6'5", 200 pounds. Bats from the left side. And the 1-0. That's pop foul, third base side, long run. I don't think they're going to get there. They won't, because it drifts into the Trenton bullpen and out of play. Page, along with Leslie and Contreras, all gave it the long run, but for naught. And the count is 1-1. Base is empty, 2 outs, 1-1 count. Top of the third, we are scoreless at Medler Field at Lebronto Park. Spikes won the opener last night dramatically 3-2 in a walk-off double by Peyton Harden to score Zach Vuletich. Teams are separated by percentage points in the standings. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Great curveball that time. 1-2 the count. Good movement on it. West Virginia setting the pace right now at 15-5. Trenton's 10-9. The Spikes 11-10. 1-2. Backed him away inside. 2-2 the count. Left-handed hitter up, so deeper by Harden in center. And Dorigi in right. Contreras shallow in left. Leslie a couple steps toward the bag at short. 2-2. Inside, checked it, did not offer. 3-2 the count. So, back-to-back 3-2 counts for Jonah Jenkins. Jenkins so far, 52 pitches here in the third inning. Total for the first three, 34 have been strikes. Here comes pitch number 53 on the night for Jonah Jenkins. On its way. Foul back to the screen, still 3-2. Part of the reason why the pitch count is at 54 is the Thunder, they've done a good job tonight of fouling off a number of pitches. Just like Lynch just did. 3-2 the count. And the pitch on its way by Jenkins. Inside corner called, strike three, got him. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the third for Jonah Jenkins, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They've earned 5 stars for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. In 2021, 22, and 23, we were ranked world best hospitals by Newsweek. 2.5 gone. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. First pitch swinging, Zach Vuletich dumps it into right field for a base hit. That is his first hit as a State College Spike after he scored the first run of his Spikes career last night as the game winner. So Zach is on the board. It is the third straight inning the Spikes have had the leadoff man aboard. And in each inning, the next hitter is wrapped into a double play. Peyton Harden had an infield hit and then was wiped out on a double play. Blackford, by the way, is on deck. So Vuletich, after his first spikes hit, will lead off first base. And bunt, drag bunt, first base side. Good job by Lancor, and gets it by a half step. Terrific the way he bounced off the mound that time and then used his glove to get the ball over to first. Tough guy to get, and he got him. Vuletich does move to second on the play, but that was well played by your pitcher fielding his position that time. Here's Blackford. Blackford wrapped into that 4-6-3 double play. His first time up. Merriweather not as pronounced off the line with Blackford up. Blackford open, stance. Giordano very deep and right. And the pitch. Inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Johnson, though, is playing a shallow center field. Obviously, he has the confidence that he feels he can go back on anything. And he's about maybe 10, 15 steps into right center. Lynch, the shortstop's behind Vuletich. And the pitch. Inside for, inside corner for a strike. 1-1 the count. Snapped off a curveball that time. Ball and a strike on Blackford, who's driven in 13 this year to go with his four home runs. And a fake to second. Vuletich back. Nobody was covering second anyway. 1-1 the count. So tomorrow night, Bellefonte Community Night. Fireworks. You can watch them from the field tomorrow. Theme will be from the 80s tomorrow. And the 1-1. That's wrapped on the ground to second. That'll move the runner to third. Throws in time as Covino throws him out. And to third base is Vuletich. First time tonight the Spikes have had a runner to third. Carlos Contreras fouled off several pitches, but eventually popped out to Fontana at first to end the opening inning. Contreras has driven in 14. Which is good for fourth in the league. That's on that left side. Lancor goes set. Vuletich walking lead at third. That is hit in the air to right center field, but playable. Giordano gives way to Johnson, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit. The Spikes strand one at the end of three. We're still scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hot air balloon floats over Medler Field of Lebrano Park. I would like to point out, while it's quite a sight to see, ticket prices here at the ballpark are exponentially cheaper than that ride. And really, I mean, there are cheaper ways to watch the game. And here we are in the eve of the big contest for Mr. Bellefonte. I feel like I'm sitting next to the winner already, Joe Putnam.
Thank you, Steve Jones. I know your support will be crucial. And yes, the support of the people also very crucial to the Mr. Belfond contest as Ramon Jimenez lines it to center field on the first pitch he sees in the fourth inning, just the second hit of the game for the Trenton Thunder, the leadoff man aboard.
Joe, you are a man of the people. As the hot air balloon now is between first and second. And again, how much it costs to go in that versus being here at the ballpark. Great prices, family atmosphere, Belfond Community Night tomorrow, fireworks,
yep.
Sit in the field, 814-272-1711, buy, print, download, steakhousespikes.com, or go to the box office.
I'm just hoping, because Foster Hewitt, the Hall of Fame hockey broadcaster, used to broadcast from a gondola above Maple Leaf Gardens. I'm just hoping they're not testing that out for us as the pitch down and in, taking off for a second is Jimenez, throw deflects into center field, and that'll be a stolen base and an error to put the potential first run of the game at third base.
Be an E2 on the throw.
So the first error of the night. And Jonah Jenkins will get a new baseball as runner on third, nobody out. This is the closest, and we've seen the hot air balloons
sure.
during games. This is the first time I can ever remember it.
Well, he's descending. Let's start with that.
Right over the field. I mean, is that the wizard coming in?
I believe it is. Along with Glenda, the good witch of the north.
The 1-0. That's a strike. Breaking ball at the knees. 1-1.
This will be really cool. Let's do that.
Yeah. 1-1, and there's a liner into center field. That'll be a base hit. Trotting home from third is Ramon Jimenez. It'll be an unearned run for now, but it's the first run of the ball game as Trenton takes the lead in the fourth.
It's the ninth run he's knocked in this season, and again, the irony for him, he now has 14 hits, 3 home runs, and 11 singles. No doubles or triples for Joe so far.
And now
I feel like Carlton Fisk. I'm waving him.
Exactly. Well, it's now passing over the Geisinger kid zone, and it's going to head over the parking lot. Well, added attraction tonight. Craig Corliss, the catcher up. He takes a strike on the outer
end. There's so many people that want to find out information about Penn State football. I'm telling you. If we can just get it over the practice field, that'd be great. Who's running first team?
0-1. Fastball down and away evens it up.
Now, I can answer that for you, but that's not my job.
Yeah.
Game time, I'll tell you.
One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after the ball that dipped out of the zone. 1-2 the count. Good breaking ball from Jonah.
Jonas, the curveball's been very good for him tonight. Very good.
Looks in for the sign from Avilas. The 1-2. Fastball down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
A little sophistication to the contest tomorrow. If you win, you will be Monsieur Belfont.
Ah. Well, of course, Belfont is a French name, after all.
Exactly. That's the direction I'm going in here.
2-2. Pass ball outside.
You should win. The Mills brothers would be proud.
Yes, I agree. George Gray Bernard.
Todd Christensen.
Yes.
Would be proud. The former Raiders tight end who was born in Belfont.
Born in Willibank Hospital.
Yes.
3-2 to Corliss. Pitch. Grounder down the third baseline goes foul. Snagged by Marcus Page, but on the left side of the bag.
I believe Matt Sui of the Bears was born there, too.
Yes, he was.
Yes. In a town that has produced Eric Milton.
Oh, yeah.
Logan Mathieu.
John Montgomery Ward.
John Montgomery Ward. And Scott Walker and Joe Putnam.
That's right. Now, there's a quintet with some commonality right there. Payoff pitch to Corliss. Lined into right field, a base hit. And Peduglia moves to second, and Corliss aboard with a single.
Corliss, by the way, is from Hopkinton. Massachusetts.
Yes.
If that sounds familiar, that's where they start the Boston Marathon.
Ah, yes. Patriots Day.
I'm going to be up there for Patriots Day in 2 years.
You are.
You want to know why?
Why is that?
First of all, my mother is a Lexington High School graduate.
Okay.
My late mother, of course.
Yes.
And I was there for the 200th in 1975, the first battle of the Revolutionary War.
Oh, yes.
That will be number 250 in 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I want to go. And you know what? I'm going to get tickets to a Red Sox game and do the whole thing. Now, I know we may have a game that day, but I will ask off in advance. I may be revealing too much here.
1-0 popped up, shallow left field, coming almost all the way to the infield is Carlos Contreras. He'll make the play. Infield fly rule would have been on, but it actually, with Contreras, the outfielder coming in, it's actually turned off.
Yep.
First baseman number 3.
And it's an out nevertheless. Runners remain at first and second, one gone.
Might be giving away too much.
Well.
But you know what?
I appreciate that you've given such notice.
Two-year notice.
A two-year notice.
And Jerome Williams comes out. When I was there in 1975, right, because my godmother, my aunt, lives four houses off the green in Lexington.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So when I went there, President Ford gave the speech.
Yeah.
Ted Kennedy gave the speech.
Yeah.
Caroline Kennedy gave the speech. Quite the triumphant trio there.
Absolutely. I don't think you can get much more Massachusetts than that.
Ford's of Michigan. It's Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah.
All-American center at Michigan. Yeah. It's always funny because they always, you know, Chevy Chase always made fun of him stumbling.
Yes.
You know, of course, he hit golf balls that hit spectators. I mean, excuse me. There are no spectators when I'm playing. I hit golf balls where spectators would be, too.
Yes.
He's easily the best athlete to ever be in the presidency.
No question.
I mean, easily.
No question.
I know President Obama can play some basketball, whole thing, but for goodness sakes.
Was not an All-American.
Oh, not an All-American football player.
The meeting on the mound is over, and now Anthony Fontana, the lefty first baseman up, flied out to left, first chime up, pitch homeward. Fades in for a called strike.
Better athlete than Taft.
I think so.
Who threw out the first pitch ever by a U.S. president at a Washington Senators game.
That's right. The 0-1. That's upstairs for a ball, 1-1. It was then a tradition for many years thereafter until the Senators and then the second iteration of the Senators, Skip Town.
Yes, to Minnesota and Texas, respectively. The manager of the Senators when they left the second time was Ted Williams.
Oh, yeah. Fontana sends this one deep to right center field into the gap, and it drops in for extra bases. Impeduglia around third. He'll score. Corliss around third. The throw to the plate. And not there in time, a little bit offline as well. Corliss initially got thrown the stop sign at third, but then scurried home and able to make it on a two-run double for Anthony Fontana.
Yeah, Smith is looking at the dugout. And I think they're giving him a hard time about what was that about? What are you doing?
Now here's Max Giordano, and can get it right back on track here with a McDonald strikeout, guys. Giordano, a moderate disappointment last time up. He grounded out to short.
Disgusting.
Set by Jonah Jenkins. And the righty delivers. Swing and a miss on the high fastball.
This is one where a strikeout is not like just any other out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's see. I did go last night with the Super Nacho.
Yes. On Walking Taco Tuesday.
I know.
0-1. Swing and a foul tip into the minute. 0-2. Thinking burger tonight?
I'm looking down at Burgertopia. It's a little lonely.
Yeah. Well, 0-2 to Giordano. Everybody's going to have burgers on the mind if he whiffs here. The pitch. Fastball and a call. Strike three on the outer half of the plate. That is Jonah Jenkins' third strikeout of the game. And it means Big Macs with any purchase. You can get one Big Mac with any purchase for free at participating McDonald's here in Happy Valley, State College in Milesburg, to be precise. And you can do so starting at noon tomorrow and for 3 days afterward.
Very nice. And again, it's with a purchase. Keep that in mind.
Yes, indeed. Just show your ticket from today's game. And now runner still at second. Two outs for Christian Merriweather, who grounded out last time up. He takes a strike on the inner portion of the plate. 89 on that fastball from Jonah Jenkins.
Now, are you settling for the medium meal tonight, or?
Well, settling. It's bacon.
I understand. Just want to make sure. I'm going to go down there. I mean, if you want me to get you one, I can.
0-1, lifted in the air center field, but right at Peyton Harden. Slid a few steps to his left, but makes the catch. The inning is over. Tempting option, but I think I'm going to stay where I'm at, but
you sure?
I may message you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Three runs, four hits, one error, one runner left on base for Trenton in the fourth. A 3-0 lead for the Thunder on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Watch fireworks from the field tomorrow night with the State College Spikes. Game time is 6:35 against Trenton, and the skies will light up with a post-game salute to 80s movies themes fireworks show presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and you can watch them from the infield dirt at Medler Field on Hospitality Appreciation Night and Belfont Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. Brennan DeRigge takes a strike. Fastball over the outer edge of the plate to the left-handed hitting right fielder. 3-0 Trenton here on the bottom of the fourth. Spikes looking to bounce right back, however, as DeRigge offers it the high fastball, a miss, 0-2. Brennan walked his last time up. Kane Landcore, the Trenton right-hander, started the game, still on the hill. The 0-2, high and away for a ball. All three Trenton runs in the top half of this inning. The RBI single for Joe Impaduglia and the two-run double from Anthony Fontana. And the 1-2 from Landcore. And that's slugged toward right field, but back on it is Giordano, and he'll reel it in for the first out. Ramada out of town scoreboard, MLB Draft League action tonight. West Virginia, the leaders in the second half standings of the MLB Draft League, bidding for a spot in that MLB Draft League championship game scheduled for Sunday, September the 3rd, to be hosted by the Trenton Thunder, who won the first half of the season. But the Black Bears leading Williamsport 6-0, bottom of the third. First pitch breaking ball to Luis Avila, steps out of the zone. Mahoning Valley leads Frederick 2-0, top of the third. That's actually the finale of that series. They got underway Monday night while the other four teams in the league had off. The 0-1 swung on and missed. High fastball makes it 0-2. Meanwhile, Johnson City leading Burlington 1-0, top of the third. That's the championship game in the Appalachian League. 0-2. Sails high over the mitt of Corliss all the way to the bricks. That's ball one. Major League Baseball action. Of course, the deadline has passed, the trade deadline. So some changes in some rosters. Other teams stayed the same. Yankees did not make many changes. They trail the Rays tonight 2-0, top of the third. Here's the 1-2 from Lancour. Clipped foul, deflects off the mitt of Corliss. Still a ball and two strikes. Phillies leading the Marlins 2-0, going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Bryson Sott and Nick Castellanos driving and runs in the top of the fourth for the Fightins. Orioles and Blue Jays scoreless top of the third in Toronto. Twins and Cardinals about set to get underway in St. Louis. White Sox and Rangers doing the same down in Arlington. The 1-2. Chopped off the plate onto short. Backhanded by Lynch to throw to first in time. Two away in the bottom of the fourth inning. Reds and Cubs to meet at 8:05 Eastern. The Mets taking on the Royals in Kansas City. Diamondbacks and Giants meeting in the Bay Area. The A's visiting the Dodgers later on this evening. Action earlier today. Tigers over the Pirates 6-3. Braves all over the Angels today. A 12-5 win for Atlanta. And the first pitch to Logan Matthews swung on, popped up, third base side. And the catcher, Corliss, over to the grass on the third base side, makes the catch. The inning is over as Cade Lancour has now set down the last six batters he has faced. Four innings complete here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park. 3-0 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Into the fifth inning, Joe Putnam, Steve Jones along with you as the State College Spikes and Trenton Thunder meeting in the middle game of this three-game set tomorrow night. Jam-packed evening. Fireworks from the field. A salute to 80s movie themes presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. It's Hospitality Appreciation Night. First pitch to Colby Johnson in the fifth. Swung on and missed. Also tomorrow night, 6:35 game time. To finish off this series against Trenton, by the way, and finish off the homestand, Bellefonte Community Night, as Steve and I have been chatting about. I'll be battling Scott Walker, president and GM of the Spikes, for the title of Mr. Bellefonte. Both of us proud BAHS alums. Scott, class of 2002, me, class of 2003. 1-1 the count to Johnson. Jonah Jenkins delivers. Called strike. Her ball drops right down the heart of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Also tomorrow night, Dollar Beer Night is back. Dollar 12-ounce select drafts. $1 a piece from 5:30 to 7:30. 12-ounce craft drafts, just $2 a piece. 5:30 to 7:30 is the 1-2 to Johnson. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and that's the fourth strikeout for Jonah Jenkins tonight. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. I was talking before the game to Jeff Manto, the manager of the Thunder, who is handling the team from the top step of the dugout here on the third base side. First pitch to Jack Lynch. Fastball ties him up inside, 0-1, and said that strikeouts were something he would like his team to work on. They have Struck out four times thus far tonight after 11 Ks, including striking out in order in the ninth last night. And Lynch with a sharp grounder to the right side, bounces into right field. Lynch with his first base hit of the evening. It's the sixth of the night for the Thunder. But, of course, tomorrow, that jam-packed evening, fireworks from the field at each of the last four fireworks displays on the 2023 home schedule. So tomorrow night, and then, of course, Saturday, August 19th, Saturday, August 26th, and at the regular season home finale on Thursday, August 31st. That will also be that finale of the season will be the last dollar beer night of the year as well. So this one, the penultimate dollar beer night of the year. And you can be part of all the fun, whether you're of age or not. Of course, not everybody can partake in Dollar Beer Night, but everybody can partake in watching fireworks from the infield dirt here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park tomorrow night, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. First pitch to Ramon Jimenez was high for a ball. Next offering, the high breaking ball swung on and missed. Tight spin on that slider, and it's 1-1. Jimenez is 1-for-2. He scored the first Trenton run, stealing a base after his single last inning. Throw to first. Lynch dives back in. Other action on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard earlier today. Told you about the Raves thumping the Angels, Tigers over the Pirates. National defeat of the Brewers 3-2. And here is a soft fly ball down the right field line, and it drops in on the paint for a fair ball. And settling into second is Ramon Jimenez with a well-placed double. That one just softly lined, but it found the white paint. And Jimenez with his second hit of the evening. Now second and third with one out for the Thunder, already leading 3-0. That'll bring Joe Impaduglia to the plate. Impaduglia, the DH tonight, walked in the first inning, drove in the first Trenton run with his single in the fourth. Also scored a run himself. Astros beat the Guardians today 3-2. Again, Nationals over the Braves 3-2. Padres thumped the Rockies 11-1, seven of those runs in the ninth inning for San Diego. And the pitch, Impaduglia sent deep to center field. This will score a run. Back goes Harden, just shy of the warning track, makes the catch. Lynch comes in to score. Jimenez moves up to third. It's a sacrifice fly for Impaduglia, and it extends the Thunder lead to 4-0. Impaduglia's second RBI of the evening. And his 10th of the season for the Thunder, now matching Dan Covino's total to lead the team in the second half. Here's Craig Corliss now. The Trenton catcher is 1-for-2. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the first, singled and scored in the fourth. Jenkins-Wines delivers. That's tapped foul, third base side. Mariners defeated the Red Sox today on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Trailed 3-0 in the game, but Julio Rodriguez, a single in the seventh, put Seattle ahead for good. Of course, Women's World Cup action as well down in Australia and New Zealand. Sweden defeating Argentina in the group stage 2-0. That was in the overnight hours on the East Coast. Fastball upstairs 1-1. South Africa over Italy 3-2. France tops Panama 6-3. And Jamaica and Brazil play to a scoreless draw. One, big cut and a miss. Corliss down on the count now, 1-2. So with those results, that means that France and Jamaica advancing out of Group F, Sweden and South Africa out of Group G. The Swedes will take on the U.S. of A. in the round of 16. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Avilas, 2-2 to Corliss. Runner on third, two gone. Here in the top of the fifth inning, Trenton leading 4-0. Still two more matches in group play, both in Group H, where Colombia right now leads the way with a pair of wins. Germany with a win and a draw, a one win, one loss. As that pitch swung on and missed, big cut by Corliss, foul tip, and in and out of the mitt of Avila. So it's still 2-2. South Korea will take on Germany, and Morocco will take on Colombia simultaneously tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. 2-2 to Corliss again. That's fouled back to the screen. Count remains the same. And USA-Sweden matchup will take place at 5 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday. Of course, being played on the other side of the globe, down in the southern hemisphere, Australia-New Zealand. It's actually wintertime down there, but it's a little more temperate winter climate down there. Of course, Men's World Cup had to be played in the wintertime in Qatar as the 2-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. Avilas picks the ball up, applies the tag to finish off Jonah Jenkins' fifth strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. One run, two hits, one runner left on base. Halfway home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, it's Trenton 4, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Bottom of the fifth inning. 7-8-9 batters due up for the Spikes. Josh Leslie, Marcus Page, and Zach Vuletich. As Caitlin Cora, the starter for the Trenton Thunder, has tossed 48 pitches so far in his first four innings. He's retired the last six batters he's faced, though Leslie singled off of him in the second. The pitch, first one grounded on to third, taken in by Jimenez, powers the throw across the diamond, and Fontana fades back to receive that throw on the bag. One gone. That'll bring up Marcus Page. He fouled out to the right fielder, Max Giordano, back in the second. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for the Thunder. No runs, three hits, one error for the Spikes. And we remind you that the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. First pitch to Page, a strike, a one, and Core delivers. Fastball and a called strike. Down around the knees, 0-2 to Marcus. Wind up and the pitch. Fastball and a called strike three, nicking the outer edge. That is Lancour's first strikeout of the game. He's elicited two double plays thus far. Now facing the last man to reach base off of him, Zach Vuletich, who's singled to right field in the third. Going the other way with the pitch. That's his first hit as a Spike. Into the right-handed box, the Texas Tech product readies, and the pitch, fastball and a called strike at the knees. Lancour is throwing strikes, and he's also throwing strikes at a rate where even if it's just off, he'll get the benefit of the doubt. That one, however, does miss just low, 1-1 to Vuletich. Jonah Jenkins, by the way, with 92 pitches and five innings of work. He likely finished for the night. And the 1-1. Fastball low. Two balls and a strike. Justin Miller and Sebastian Rodriguez really did this bullpen a solid, however, last night. Rodriguez going seven innings, longest outing of the year for a Spikes pitcher. Striking out seven batters. Was not a factor in the decision as the 2-1 fouled this way. I almost thought I could reach out and grab that one. It was out of my reach. I'm not Stretch Armstrong up here. 2-2 to Vuletich. And then Justin Miller, two scoreless innings to finish the game. He ended up credited with the victory after Peyton Harden's walk-off. 2-2 to Vuletich, driven the other way between first and second, a base hit. Second one of the night for Zach. And he's aboard with two outs as Lancour's string of eight straight outs is slashed. Ty Pullman is pacing at the top of the mound out on the Spikes bullpen. This would be one of the earliest times we've seen Ty since he joined the club. Harden in the left-handed box, a single in the first, and then credited with a sacrifice bunt in the third. There goes the runner, pitches high for a ball, throw down to second, and Vuletich has the bag. Jack Lynch, the shortstop, trying to wiggle around him, apply the tag with him off. But Vuletich hung on throughout. That's his first steal as a Spike. And now moves into scoring position with two gone. Actually, that called a strike. 0-1 the count to Harden. And Core, the righty, delivers. Fastball up and in. Evens it up. 4-0 Trenton, bottom of the fifth. The Spikes looking to strike back here after Trenton scored three in the fourth and another tally in the fifth. Lancour rises to the stretch. Vuletich leads off second. The 1-1. That's lofted foul, third base side. Skitters toward the Geisinger kid zone. Active once again tonight. Again tomorrow night, fireworks from the field. Presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. You can come on down, watch the fireworks from the infield dirt here at Medler Field of the Bronco Park at every remaining fireworks show at a Spikes home game the rest of this season. Mitch low for a ball, 2-2 the count. Hate to say the time is running out, but before we know it, it'll be the end of August, and it'll be the end of the 2023 home schedule for the Spikes. 2-2. Down and in for a ball, 3-2 the count. Of course, after tomorrow, Spikes will hit the road this weekend for three games at Mahoning Valley. Off day Monday, then back home next Tuesday and Wednesday. Another walking taco Tuesday on the slate, Tuesday the 8th, and Wednesday the 9th, the third bark in the park now of the season. It is 8-9 after all, as the pitch on 3-2 fouled to the third base side. Vuletich was off with the delivery, but he'll retreat to second. Bark in the parks, 6-9, 7-9, 8-9, and 8-29 this year. So the third one, bring your four-legged friend to the ballpark next Wednesday for another Wine Wednesday as well, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. The 3-2 to Harden. Vuletich goes again, but the pitch swung on and missed. Corliss, the catcher, hangs on. And that's Cade Lancour's second strikeout of the evening. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base for the Spikes in the fifth. 4-0 Trenton as we move to the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-2255. 1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning. Spike trailing Trenton 4-0, and Jonah Jenkins is indeed done for the evening after 92 pitches over five innings of work, 64 of them for strikes. Ty Pullman takes over his first pitch. And the top of the sixth is high for a ball. Dan Covino to lead off, followed by Anthony Fontana and Max Giordano. Ty Pullman, one of the earliest outings we've seen him make, at least earliest in the game, is the pitch. A called strike on the outer end, 1-1. It is his ninth outing of the year. 1-1 record, 11.74 the ERA, but a couple of appearances have skewed that somewhat. He has three holds to his credit, 2-for-4 in save opportunities, and a grounder on to short, bobbled by Josh Leslie, and Covino's aboard. That's going to be an error, the second one of the night on the spikes, E6. Bowman in 7 2/3 innings, 10 runs against him, all earned on 11 hits, but 12 strikeouts to 4 walks, 3 hit batsmen, and also not included in these numbers, twice he's come on and sealed the victory for the Spikes in the overtime tiebreaker, but the records from those innings do not count, so on two occasions he's done that, and that would greatly help these numbers. And the pitch, that's low, taking off is Covino, he'll make it, a steal for Dan Covino. So for Covino, that's his second stolen base of the year. And now the 1-0 to Fontana, who fouls it back to the screen. Anthony Fontana, probably the biggest hit of the game so far. Two-run double to the gap in right center in the fourth. He flied out to left field in the second. And a reminder, fans, Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Quick throw to second on the pickoff play. It deflects away from Leslie, but only into the grass and shallow center. Covino still not back up now. Peels himself up off the dirt. Still 1-1 count to Fontana. One ball and one strike. Covino leads off second. The pitch. That is sliced toward left field. Charging Contreras. The ball bounces in front of him. Base hit. Quick throw to the infield. But Fontana's single puts runners at the corners. No one out here in the top of the sixth inning. The book on Jenkins, by the way. Five innings, seven hits, four runs all earned, one walk, five strikeouts. Again, 92 pitches, 64 for strikes. Here's Max Giordano. He is the McDonald's strikeout guy, and he has whiffed in the game. He's 0-for-2, a ground out, and that strikeout in the fourth inning. Four runs on eight hits tonight for the Thunder. Spike scoreless thus far on four hits, and the pitch, a called strike. Fastball in the inner half of the plate. 0-1 the count. Spikes took 2 out of 3 from Trenton 2 weeks ago at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Took the opener last night in walk-off fashion. Here's the 0-1. Fastball outside. Luis tried to pull it back into the zone, but to no avail. Cody Kogan was not fooled. 1-1 the count. You can't blame a guy for trying, though. Ty Pullman sets, and the righty delivers. Breaking ball, and that's lifted in the air. Shallow left field, long run for Contreras, angling toward the line, but it'll be underneath. It makes the catch. Covino bluffs the tag off third. The throw goes to Page at third base, but the runners hold where they're at. That's the first out here in the sixth. Still first and third for Christian Merriweather, the Thunder left fielder, 0-for-2. Grounded out in the third inning, flat out in the fourth. Again, four remaining fireworks from the field shows. A pair of Thursday shows, including tomorrow night, 6:35 game time, by the way. Gates will open at 5:30. With early entrance for season ticket holders and groups, as here's a foul ball that smacks off the facade below us and back down into the crowd where a fan makes a nice grab. Strike one to Merriweather. And now a youngster ambles on over, and fan that made the nice grab off the carom flips it on over to him. 0-1. Fastball outside. Ball and a strike. By the way, tomorrow, Marv Guarin scheduled to get the ball for the Spikes. Luke Rettig, the left-hander for Trenton, scheduled to start tomorrow's game. The 1-1. Fastball low and away, 2-1 the count. This is a series that has already featured some outstanding pitching. Last night, Sebastian Rodriguez, season-long 7 innings, 7 strikeouts. And on the other side, Trenton starter Lane Miller didn't factor in the decision, but he allowed just one run on over six innings, had 9 strikeouts. Bouncer on to short, could be 2. Grabbed by Leslie, throw to second for 1. Vuletic throw to first, not in time, and it sails into the Spikes dugout. So Covino will score on the RBI fielder's choice for Merriweather, and then Merriweather will get second on the third Spikes error of the evening, an E4 on the throw that sailed into the dugout. So it's not an error for not turning 2, but when it gets away and allows the advance, Covino scores, Merriweather gets second, and that's what, but he does get the RBI because Covino would have scored anyway on the fielder's choice. 5-0 Trenton, and now the leadoff man in the order, Colby Johnson, up 1-for-3, led off the game with a double. He has struck out twice since then. And Pullman calls time before the first pitch. Well, the Spikes have had some sterling comeback efforts here at the ballpark this year. Of course, matched the biggest comeback in franchise history, coming back from 7 down earlier in the second half to win the game. Pitching tight for a ball, 1-0 to Johnson. They'll have to do so again here with 12 outs remaining. At least nearly that magnitude. The 1-0, fastball, high and tight, ball 2.
Just take it one at a time.
Yep.
All right. Plenty of time.
Christian Merriweather leads off second.
The quote Bond to Diana Rigg. We've got all the time in the world. Ooh, that didn't turn out right.
Turn towards second and scurrying back to the bag is Merriweather. I would say that didn't quite turn out right.
No.
Blofeld saw to that.
Blofeld.
I believe that was Telly Savalas.
It was Telly Savalas was Blofeld in that. Yes, he was.
2-0. Fastball right down the heart of the plate for a strike. 2-1. 90 miles an hour from Ty, and he reared back on that one. No action in either bullpen. None needed at this point. Lancour has thrown 64 pitches over 5 innings. 2-1 outside for a ball, 3-1. Of course, the Spikes are looking for probably at least this inning from Pullman. He may get the ball in the 7th, but we'll see about that. Ty's usually been a one-inning guy for the Spikes this summer. 3-1. Swing and a miss on a beautiful breaking ball. Nice curve from Ty, and it's a full count. In fact, it's really been a great combination of Ty's late in the game often, with Ty Pullman taking an inning and Ty Buckner taking 1 or 2 innings.
Right.
Full count to Johnson, 2 outs, top of the 6th. Pitch, check swing, called strike 3 on the inner half. 90 on the fastball, and that is Ty Pullman's first strikeout of the game. The Spike 6th brought to you by Mountain Any Health. Mountain Any Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountainitney.org. One run, one hit, 2 errors, and 1 left. End of 5.5, 5-0 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Watch fireworks from the field tomorrow night with the State College Spikes. Game time is 6:35 against Trenton, and the skies will light up with a post-game salute to 80s movies themes fireworks show presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and you can watch them from the infield dirt at Medler Field on Hospitality Appreciation Night and Bellefonte Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Sprade and Blackford cues one foul to start the bottom of the sixth. 5-0 Trenton here in Medler Field at LeBron O Park. Another fantastic evening for baseball. Temps in the high 70s to start. Yep. Dipped into the mid-70s now. Mm-hmm. Hazy skies, of course, the haze well above us.
It's called August.
Here's the 0-1. And Blackford sends this one deep to center field. Going back on to Johnson all the way to the warning track, but it'll bounce off the track and off the top of the wall. Blackford into second in a hole there with a leadoff double.
This is where it starts, Joe. You just take, get one at a time, make a dent.
Blackford with his seventh double of the season to go with a triple and four homers, and now in scoring position for Carlos Contreras. It is 5-0 Thunder, but again, the Spikes still 12 outs to work with.
12 extra base hits. He is number one in the league in extra base hits.
Blackford will put on the sliding mitt on the left hand.
By the way, they to the good people at Burgertopia who are listening to us, outstanding work tonight.
Oh, yes. First pitch to Contreras. Fades in for a called strike. Over the outer edge from Landcour, the right-hander.
Did the Burgertopia cheeseburger time.
Okay.
Yep.
Sort of the somewhat of the basics, although nothing's ever basic at Burgertopia.
No.
0-1 swung on and missed, 0-2. I know I've gone on record with this. I'll continue. The Western Burger is my go-to out there.
Yep.
I think it's the barbecue sauce really does it. And the onion straws as well.
Right. See, I would go with the Nittany Burger, but it's two patties, and I'm just trying to be smart about it.
Well, here's the 0-2 ripped foul, first base side. Skitters off the tarp toward the Spikes bullpen. Two strikes to Contreras. Well, the Nittany Lion Burger is a lot of burger.
I know. That's my point.
That's a full pound. That's two half-pound patties.
Right. That's my point.
And the 0-2 fades outside. Carlos lays off a ball and two strikes to the leading hitter in the MLB Draft League.
Right-handed action about to start in the Trenton bullpen.
Landcour about to throw his 71st pitch of the night. Kicks and deals, and Contreras fouls it toward the Geisinger Champions Club third base side and off suite 502.
See, that was the issue for Jenkins, and I pointed this out when I was on. They fouled off a lot of pitches and drove up the pitch count.
Yes, indeed. Something you and I were talking about prior to the game.
Yeah, prior to the game with the Bill James, and that's when he was working for the Red Sox.
Here's the 1-2. And that's cued foul. Carlos stays alive. Got a piece of that one.
Well, his first time up, he fouled off five pitches and eventually popped out to first. But
trying to foul off pitches, get to the bullpen quicker, and that's been something Dave Tremblay has talked about. Even in the first half when starts were shorter, getting to the bullpen was always a goal
right. For
the Spikes lineup. One ball, two strikes. And Core delivers. That's fouled. This time off the roof and back down to the Geisinger Champions Club. I think that might have tumbled into the Geisinger Suites,
yeah. Which
are full every single night, are thanks to the good folks at Geisinger. And by the way, they spread the wealth as well. It's different employees get the chance to enjoy, different guests also get the chance to enjoy those suites on the third base side all season long. A bouncer foul, third base side, still 1-2 to Contreras. The ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up.
I don't know how this at-bat will turn out, obviously. But he is a heck of a hitter. I mean, even in fouling off that pitch, he almost snuck it inside the bag.
By the way, you know, we often talked about, and it, back when the Spikes were a short-season single-A team, I'll expound upon it after the 1-2, here it is. Grounder up the middle, grabbed by Lynch leaning over, throw to first just in time to get Contreras. Blackford remains at second, and Jack Lynch, the big shortstop, and uses length that time to make the out. Brendan DeRiggio will be the batter. We often talked in the short season single-A days, and really this level here is about the closest you're going to get to short season single-A
right. Under
the current setup.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of doubles at this level means a lot of homers as you rise
right. Up.
Carlos Contreras has 7 doubles. Braden Blackford has 7 doubles and 4 home runs.
Right.
Contreras is going to find that power stroke as he gets even more mature.
Remember when Fred Lynn was at Bristol, played old Muzzy Field, and his home runs were like, and he hit a ton of doubles.
DeRiggio takes a strike 1-1.
He got to the majors, he can hit home runs.
Yes, that's often the thing. Even at short season, single A, players who are first entering that hit a lot of doubles, their homer totals may not be impressive, but they will rise as they rise up through the ranks. 1-1, clipped foul into the mitt. 1-2 the count. DeRiggio walked in the second, flat out in the fourth. The 1-2. Brennan fouls this one, sailing over the Trenton bullpen out toward the Geisinger Kid Zone. Nice souvenir. Nice snag by one of our Kid Zone folks. And Julie Henry, among her myriad duties here at the ballpark, is the leader of the Kid Zone group.
Be nice if she had some help on the field.
1-2, fastball low, 2-2 the count. Now, I'm going to head down and help out later, but I have the feeling you're not directing that to me.
you help everybody all the time.
Well,
there are some people who go to the beat of their own drum.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Late quarter of the play. And DeRiggio fouls it off again. The Spikes are doing a great job here in the sixth inning. Upping Lancour's pitch count, which is now up to 81. At the outset of this inning, he was below 70.
Right. But Framber Valdez last night, most pitches he threw in an inning was 14. He threw 93 pitches in the no-hitter last night.
Faced the minimum as he fly ball deep to center field. Back goes Johnson, turns around, makes the catch on the transfer. He drops the ball and gets it to the infield, but Blackford tagging from second makes third easily. He made the catch and then trying to pull it out and make the throw with Blackford tagging. He dropped it. So the out sticks. It's on the transfer, and Blackford does take third with 2 outs now in the bottom of the sixth.
I think they pretty much have made sure this is his last inning. But let's see if they can get Blackford in from third and at least do some damage here, make a dent.
Well, the bullpen was stirring earlier. Right now, nobody actively throwing as Aviles swings and fouls it off right side this time, 0-1.
I think they'll be throwing during the when the Thunder are at the plate.
Yep, Lancour will finish out this frame and then give way. And there's been great starting pitching all throughout this series. 0-1, up and in, pops out of the middle. Corliss dashing from third. It's Blackford. He'll score standing up on what will likely be a passed ball. And the spikes are on the board. It's 5-1.
So now you made it dead. All right, now you made it dead. So you go from there.
So the run scores.
And it sets up Avilas in another solo homer.
All of them to this point. Solo shots. Lancour slammed down the rosin bag. Saw his shutout come to a close. Now the 1-1 pitch homeward. Down and away, ball two. And the pitch. In the air, down the right field line. Giordano ranges over, foul ground, makes the catch, and the inning comes to a close, but the spikes do break through, score their first run. A hit, nobody left, six innings complete, 5-1 now the score in favor of Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We move into the seventh inning here in Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Ty Pullman back on for a second inning of work. We have dished out the hot dogs here. We have successfully curried favor with the crowd in advance of Belfont Community Night tomorrow.
Again, tomorrow we should double the number for you.
I agree. I think it's good for everybody.
It is good for the people. It makes you look even better.
Which is what we're trying to achieve here.
Again, win the crowd.
Right? Ty Pullman's first pitch fouled away.
0-1. Win the crowd. You do that through their stomachs.
Absolutely.
In ancient Rome, in the Colosseum, they handed out food.
We have lifetime eaters here at the ballpark.
It's fouled to the printers.com cheese shop box, and down below, it's 0-2.
I hear now the mysterious William Call may yet make an appearance tonight for the seventh inning stretch, but
really?
Those are unsubstantiated rumors. I've got to go check them out now.
Well, all right, you go check that out. All I know is that, you know, my plan has relatively few flaws. I didn't say it's flawless, but it's relatively few flaws.
Relatively few.
Right? Yeah. He struck out, by the way. We'll get to that in a moment. But, I mean, when I mean relatively few flaws, it doesn't mean that a certain someone can't buy votes.
This is true. It is not impervious to that.
Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Fouled straight back by Jimenez, who has a double in this game. My Mountain Indy Health team at Doctors Care for Women during all stages of life. Visit MountainIndy.org for more information. So with one out, base is empty. Pullman with his second strikeout. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss by Jimenez, who's 2-for-3. Jimenez doubled in the fifth, singled, and stole a base, scored in the fourth. He's also bounced to second. And the pitch. In tight, backed him away. It's 1-2. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Trenton. A run, 5 hits, and 3 errors for the Spikes on this Wednesday night. Tomorrow, Bellefonte Community Night. 1-2. And it's foul, first base side. It'll drift over the Penn State coach's office and out of play to the parking lot. It's 1-2. And Paduglia is on deck. He's driven in 2 tonight. Pullman stares in. And Ty gets what he wants and delivers. It's outside corner, called strike 3, got him. That's 3 straight strikeouts for Ty Pullman. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at MountainIndy.org. And Paduglia has driven in 2 tonight. Walked in the first, single knocked in a run, scored in the fourth, sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the fifth. And Paduglia now has himself up to 10 runs knocked in to go with his 3 home runs. And that is a strike. It is 0-1. No balls and a strike. 5-1 Trenton here in the top of the seventh inning. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. It's 0-2. The Spikes in the bottom of the seventh have Matthew, Leslie, and Page do. And then right behind them, Vuletic, who has 2 hits. 0-2 the count. Pullman goes set at the belt and on its way. That's foul, third base side, looping toward the concourse and out of play where it bounces off a picnic table. And on the carom, a nice catch. 0-2 the count. The set and the pitch. Up high, 1-2 the count. Ball and 2 strikes. And the pitch. It's on the ground, off the goal of Pullman, into center field for a base hit. He's mad at himself for not getting it. That is hit number 8 in the ballgame for Trenton. Or excuse me, number 9 in the ballgame for Trenton. And the second for Impaduglia. And here is Craig Corliss. Corliss is 1-for-3. Fielder's choice to end the first. Single to right and scored in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the fifth. The set and the pitch. It's up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Pullman's mad at himself. He didn't feel this position that time. He started him out with a curveball that time. 5-1. Trenton leads it. Pullman delivers. Just missed inside with a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. It is 2-0. Right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. The count with a runner on first. Short lead by Impaduglia. That's fouled to the screen. It's 2-1. Flag not moving at all in left center field. It's just, in fact, there's been very little breeze here the last couple of evenings. We're down to 71 degrees now. Started out at 77 and no breeze at all. You have to generate your own juice. That is to right field. Dorigi on the run. Now settles underneath. Puts it away and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, one stranded. Seventh inning stretch time. 5-1 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Watch fireworks from the field tomorrow night with the State College Spikes. Game time is 6:35 against Trenton, and the skies will light up with a post-game salute to 80s movies themes fireworks show presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and you can watch them from the infield dirt at Medler Field on Hospitality Appreciation Night and Belfont Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
All right, so the Spikes down 5-1. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and they finally have been able to get Lancour out of the game, who was outstanding. Cade went six innings, five hits, one run. It was unearned. He struck out two, he walked two. And now we'll give way to Wilson. So Jeffrey Wilson, the 6'3", 210-pound right-hander out of Pensacola, Florida, went to Pensacola State, 23 years of age, turned 23 back on February the 26th. So Jeffrey Wilson takes over here in the seventh inning for Trenton. 5-1 the score. It'll be Logan Matthew, Josh Leslie, and Marcus Page. Matthew 0-for-1, walked back in the second and fouled out to the catcher, Corliss, in the fourth. The big man out of Belfont. And the pitch. Outside and low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Start him out with a fastball at 89. Merriweather way off the line and left with the left-handed hitter up. They are very deep in right and center. That's foul, third base side. That'll reach the seats and out of play. It's 1-1. Just beyond the Trenton dugout. Josh Leslie on deck. And then Marcus Page. Spikes down 5-1. They did put a run up in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1. Outside, high and wide, 2-1 the count. Johnson deep in center, and Giordano very deep in right. Merriweather way off the line and left. And check swing and just foul, just wide of the bag by about 6 inches at third. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count. 5-9-0 for Trenton, 1-5-3 State College, bottom of the seventh inning. Wilson stares in, works from the center of the hill, and the righty delivers. Outside, full 3-2 on Logan. Matthew, with that walk earlier in the game, drew his 11th walk of the season. He's now in the top 10 in walks in the league. Here's a 3-2 pitch coming up from Wilson. On its way, swung on and missed. Strike three, got him pulled. Was able to hit him with a 90-mile-per-hour fastball with good movement on it. And Wilson gets his first strikeout. Here's Leslie, who's 1-for-2. Single to center in the second. And bounced to third in the fifth. Leads the league now with 31 hits. Leslie bats on the right side. The pitch. That's fouled up over our heads and out of play. It's 0-1. Johnson shallows up just a bit in center field, about maybe 10, 15 steps into right center. Giordano deep in right. Merriweather way off the line and left. standards set in the infield. The shortstop, Lynch, is on the outfield grass. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at 92 from Wilson that time. Mentioned that Wilson pitched at Pensacola State. This is his seventh appearance. And the 0-2. That's popped up in the infield. Third baseman Jimenez calls everybody off and near the mound puts it away. Two outs. Marcus Page 0-for-2, fouled out to right field in the second and struck out looking in the fifth. Wilson making his seventh appearance. 12 innings, 12 hits, 10 runs, 8 earned. He has struck out 13, walked 8, hit 2. Opposing hitters 255 against him. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 92 that time. It is 0-1. No balls and a strike. With two outs and the bases empty, that's fouled to our right. And we'll bounce up onto the roof and out of play. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. With the bases empty, two outs. Wilson delivers. Up high, 1-2. I think he wanted Marcus to climb the ladder and go after that time. 95, by the way, with that fastball. That's Wilson's top out number in this inning. 1-2. Down low, 2-2. 90 with that one. Wilson steps back for a moment, now back to the top of the hill. 2-2 the count with two outs, bases empty. Bottom of the seventh, 5-1 Trenton. Here's the 2-2. Outside corner, call strike three, got him. Marcus not enamored with the call, but the inning is over. Spikes go in order. That's six in a row that have been retired by Trenton pitching. And at the end of seven full innings, 5-1 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
All right, the Spikes have called for relief as we bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Xander Lovin takes over on the mound. Four straight appearances without giving up a run. Ty Pohlman, two innings, two hits, one unearned run. Struck out three, did not walk a batter. And the pitch. This is up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. To Dan Covino, who was 0-for-3, but he reached on an error, stole a base, and scored in the sixth. Fontana and Giordano to follow. That's a strike, 1-1. The book on Xander Lovin to this point, a 6-foot, 200-pound, 24-year-old out of Columbia, Missouri, making his 10th appearance. And there's a strikeout of Reg. 1-0 with a 7.85 ERA with 14 strikeouts, 7 walks. But his numbers have dramatically changed. His last four appearances have all been scoreless. Against Mahoney Valley, 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs. Back on Sunday, tremendous outing. 2-2 the count. Actually, it was on Saturday he had that outing. So he has really stabilized what he has done. That misses down low, 3-2 the count. So you're talking about a guy making his 10th appearance, previous 9, okay. But what does it tell you? The last 4 have been scoreless. And the pitch. High wide for a ball, and the leadoff man is aboard. Fourth inning tonight out of 8 where the leadoff man has been aboard for Trenton. And here's the first baseman, Anthony Fontana, who's 2-for-3. Flew to left in the second, doubled to right in the fourth, and then singled to left in the sixth. Lovin delivers, runner takes off, pitches a strike, throw to second, got a shot. Nope, beat it. Good job by Covino to get in that time and steal his second base of the night. Covino's now 3-for-3 in stolen bases on the season. 2-for-2 tonight. 0-1 the count. With nobody out, Navilas will go out to talk to Lovin. Gives us a chance to tell you there's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the spikes in action at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixalot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. Great to have all of you with us tonight. 5-1 Trenton here in the top of the eighth inning. Second game of the 3-game set, Bellefonte Community Night tomorrow night on Dollar Beer Night and fireworks that fans can watch from the field tomorrow. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com. Go to the box office. Wave and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. It is 0-2. Lovin throws the four-seam fastball, the curveball, mixes in the slider, and a split. Right-hander works from the first base side. Here is the set by Lovin, 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. It's his first strikeout of the ball game. So, strikeout brought to you by good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics, ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our great team today at MountNittany.org/orthopedics. That'll bring Giordano to the plate, who's 0-for-3, batting for the right side. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball by Lovin that time. That was the curveball. It's 0-1. Giordano bounced to short in the second, struck out looking in the fourth, and flew to Contreras in left, shallow left field in the sixth. Runner on second, one out. That's a wave and a miss. Fastball poured in at 91 that time by Xander. It's 0-2. Would think that the idea is that Xander can take the final 2 innings. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. Call strike three. Got him. Back-to-back strikeouts. Good job by Avilas to frame that one. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Christian Merriweather is 0-for-3 with an RBI. Grounded to third in the third, flew to center in the fourth, then a fielder's choice to bring home a run in the sixth. 5-1 Trenton, top of the eighth. 2 outs, pitches a strike from Lovin. 0-1 the count, 90 with that fastball. 0-1 the count. Lovin leans in, and the right-hander goes set. Check second, the 0-1. Bunts. Fair, picked up by Avilas, throws to first in time. Avilas didn't wait to see if it was going to roll foul. He just bounced out, took care of business, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, and one stranded at the end of 7.5. It is 5-1 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 5-1 Trenton. Spikes will go with 9-1-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Zach Vuletich to be followed by the top of the order of Peyton Harden and Braden Blackford. Vuletich 2-for-2 tonight with a stolen base and takes a strike from Wilson. It's 0-1. Jeffrey Wilson into his second inning of relief. That is up the middle, base hit, and Vuletich is 3-for-3. Had not had a hit as a spike, but he scored the game-winning run last night. Well, tonight, he is 3-for-3. And just like that, he's at 231. Jeff Manto has come out. He's going to take the ball. Jeffrey Wilson is done. So Wilson will exit the game. He'll go one inning in this one and give up the hit to Vuletich. Struck out two and did not walk a batter. So to the bullpen, Trenton goes here in the eighth inning. And they'll go with one of their left-handers. Now, Reddick's going tomorrow, so it's either Herney or Gilreath. And with Harden coming up from the left side, followed by Blackford from the left side, and Contreras from the left side, and Dorigi from the left side. He wants a left-hander up there because the next four hitters are left-handed. Just a question of which one of the two it is, because Reddick is starting tomorrow. So a pitching change for Trenton here after Wilson went one inning. Yeah, that first pitch flew by everybody. That wasn't fun. Tomorrow's Belfont Community Day. Fireworks from the field. Dollar beer night. All in one big night. And what a year it's been for Belfont. Especially winning the state baseball championship. As did Bald Eagle Area this year. On this field, no less. And then when Sean Clifford was here, they honored the Belfont team. So, it's going to be on the mound, John Gilreath. He'll take over here. The 6-foot, 179-pounder out of Rock Hill, South Carolina, did his pitching at the University of South Carolina. Gamecock is 23 years old. And Gilreath is making his sixth appearance, his fifth in relief. 1-1 with an ERA of 18. In eight innings, he's given up 17 hits, 17 runs, 16 earned. Struck out 13, walked 7, hit 3. He's given up 5 home runs. But they wanted a lefty out there with the next four Spikes hitters being left-handed, starting with Peyton Harden. Middle infield double play depth, the pitch. It's down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Up on the grass at third is Jimenez. Middle infield double play depth, outfield. A little deeper and right with Giordano, shallow in left and center. The pitch. It's outside, it's 2-0. Merriweather way off the line against the left-handed hitter, but he plays everybody way off the line. And he's shallow in left, and Johnson is shallow in center. 2-0. Throw to first, Vuletic dives back in there. 5-1 Trenton. Bottom of the eighth inning with nobody out. Jimenez now back up even to the bag at third, way off the line. Harden had three doubles last night. In there for a strike, it is 2-1. Slider that time. Harden is 1-for-3 tonight with an infield hit in the first. Bounce back to the pitcher in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. And that play was on a bunt, and the pitcher threw him out. Swing and foul tipped into the mitt. It's 2-2. Harden backs out. He has that average back over 300. Right now they need him to produce another hit or get on base somehow. He's hitting 313 now. Throw to first, and Vuletic gets back. Vuletic does have a stolen base in this game, but down 5-1. Now out to his lead again. Harden waits, 2-2 count in that left-handed box. And Gilreath, as Vuletic goes, it's on the ground to second, into center field, base hit. Vuletic is on his way to third, runners at the corners with nobody out. Outstanding piece of hitting by Harden on the hit and run, and Zach was able to quickly get to third, and that will bring Blackford to the plate. Blackford is 1-for-3. He doubled to center and scored the Spikes run in the sixth. It's also wrapped into a 4-6-3 double play and grounded out to second. Blackford has driven in 13. He's tied for the league lead with four home runs. Open stance, left-handed box. Vuletic leads off at third, walking lead. Harden at first. Here's the pitch. That is fouled to the plate. It is 0-1. So let's see if they want to run Harden here. 10 of 13 in stolen bases to get you out of the double play and then put another runner in scoring position. Nobody out, bottom of the eighth inning, 5-1 Trenton. Harden inches out to his lead at first. Again, half step taken off because of the lefty. And Gilreath delivers, low and outside, 1-1. Jesus Azuaje comes over to talk to Harden over at first. Harden out to his lead. Set. Gilreath delivers. There goes Harden. Swung on and missed. No throw. And he steals the bag at second. So a 1-2 count now on Blackford. Stolen base number 11 for Peyton Harden. Came into the night sixth in the league in steals. Adds to his total. Now second and third with nobody out. Base hit by Blackford based on the speed out there. Gets two home. The set by Gilreath, the pitch. Low and outside. Good job by Corliss, the catcher, to slide over and get that one. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Blackford levels the bat, left-handed box. Gilreath, the lefty on the mound, goes set and delivers. That is to the left field corner, and that's going to be extra bases. Two runs will score all the way to the wall. Blackford, he'll pull into second with a two-run double. It's 5-3, and the Spikes are back in it. Merriweather was playing so far off the line that he had no shot at getting that one. RBIs 14 and 15 for Braden Blackford. And there's still nobody out. And it'll be Carlos Contreras coming to the plate, and Jeff Manto has seen enough of this. He's coming out now again. Well, it's not Manto. Nope. It is Matt Sweeney, the pitching coach. So Matt Sweeney will go out to talk to his guy. Brief conversation, and now he's going to deal with Contreras. And then DeRiggi's next. And it's not like you're out of the run of left-handed hitters. They'll get Avilas, who bats right-handed, then Matthew comes up, he's left-handed. It's not until you get to the bottom three in the order where it's all righties. Contreras 0-for-3 tonight. Popped out to first in the first, flew to center in the third, wrapped and bounced into a 6-3 ground out in the sixth. 5-3 now. The pitch. Contreras takes a strike, outer half. It's 0-1. Fastball at 88. Right-handed action in the Trenton bullpen. It'll probably be when Avilas comes to the plate. 0-1. Way outside, gets away, but Blackford can't advance. Blackford had started, then he put the brakes on. When he put the brakes on, he knew he was in no man's land and just went back. 1-1 the count. Contreras, big deep breath as he steps out of the box with a 1-1 count. Windmills the bat. Slight open stance, left-handed box, set by Gilreath. 1-1. High chopper up the middle. At the bag, Lynch throws to first in time. Blackford goes to third, one out. That'll bring to the plate Brennan DeRiggi. Walked in the second, lined out to right in the fourth, flew to center in the sixth. DeRiggi can get the ball to the outfield. The spikes can cut this down to one. It's 5-3 now. Here is the set, and Gilreath delivers. It's down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Avilas is on deck, 89 with that fastball. DeRiggi batting from the left side, slight open stance. Blackford leads at third. Swing and a miss, a little late on that one. Tried to time it up that time, it's 1-1. Good pitch on the inner half by Gilreath, one out. Get the ball to the outfield. You can get this run in. 1-1. Gets away, and Blackford will score from third. It went through the five hole. It's 5-4. Right through the five hole. And on the pass ball, the spikes are within one. It's been a three-run inning here in the bottom of the eighth. So with the bases clean now and one out, DeRiggi goes back to work. Gilreath goes set and delivers. Swing and a miss. 2-2 the count. Then you get two straight nights of walk-offs. 5-4 now, the pitch. That's rolled on the ground to second. Picked up there by Covino. Throws to first in time. Two outs. Luis Avilas is 0-for-3, and here comes the move to the right-hander. Exactly the way we thought it would play out. They wanted Gilreath to face the four consecutive left-handed hitters. Now with the righty and Avilas coming to the plate. And I know Fontebua has a bat. And let's see if Jesse's going to hit for Luis. That would mean Marquez would have to catch if that's the case. Unless Fontebua is going to hit for Matthew. So let's see how Dave wants to play it here. So the move has been made by Trenton, as Gilreath will end up going two-thirds of an inning, and O'Neill will come in. So O'Neill takes over. Brennan O'Neill, the 6'1", 190-pound right-hander out of Morristown, pitched at Seton Hall. O'Neill making his ninth appearance, no record, with a 2.45 ERA, 11 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs, 3 earned. He has struck out 16, walked 5, hit 2, opposing hitters only 195 against him. So Brennan O'Neill is the fourth pitcher of the night for Trenton. Fontebo has a bat. Aviles has a bat. And one has to think that Fontebo is going to hit for Matthew. So John Gilreath goes two-thirds of an inning. Here's Aviles with the bases empty. Tying run at the plate here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the set by O'Neill. And the pitch. That's rolled on the ground. Slow roller to third. Jimenez picks it up. Bare hands, no play. Aviles beats it out. He had to leg that one out. It wasn't hit hard, but enough to get him to first. And here comes Fontebola to pinch hit for Matthew. So my guess will be is that Fontebola will stay in the game as a DH, and Dorigi will play first base. Fontebola did not play yesterday, 0 for 3 on Sunday against Mahoning Valley with a sacrifice fly, and he fouls that one back. Fontebola, no home runs, 4 knocked in, hitting .244 with 3 doubles. Oh, and won the count. Oh, and won the count. 5-4, Trenton here in the bottom of the eighth inning. A 3-run eighth for the Spikes. Checked, it did not go. 1-1 the count. Josh Leslie on deck. One of those runs charged to Wilson, two to Gilreath. 1-1. Fontebola takes a strike inside corner. It's 1-1, 1-2. And that's a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Even though Fontebola is a right-handed hitter, Merriweather's way off the line and left. It's been the pattern the entire series. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. The inning is over. But the Spikes get three. And they do so on four hits. They strand one. And at the end of eight full, 5-4 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Watch fireworks from the field tomorrow night with the State College Spikes. Game time is 6:35 against Trenton, and the skies will light up with a post-game salute to 80s movies themes fireworks show presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and you can watch them from the infield dirt at Medler Field on Hospitality Appreciation Night and Bellefonte Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Defensive changes for the Spikes as Jesse Fontebolo goes to third base. Marcus Page goes from third over to first. Brendan DeRicchi remains in right field as Andrew Lovett into his second inning of work. Top of the ninth now, 5-4 Trenton. Trenton led this game 5-0. Top of the order, Johnson, Lynch, and Jimenez. Johnson 1-for-3, doubled in the first, but has struck out his last three appearances in the third, fifth, and sixth, respectively. Hit in the air to left center field, hard and long run, and puts it away about 20 feet in front of the nook. One out. Lynch is 1-for-3. Single to right and scored in the fifth. He's also flown to center and struck out looking in the third, struck out swinging in the seventh. Five, four. Spikes have due the bottom of the order. Leslie, Page, and Vuletic in the bottom of the ninth. That's a strike. It is 0-1. That part of the order, by the way, has produced four hits and a run. 0-1 the count. Time called. Restart the pitch clock. Xander Levin goes set and delivers. Checked it. That's a strike. It's 0-2. It's a slider that time from Levin. Oh, and 2 the count. Xander goes set and delivers. Hit high in the air, foul, first base side, curling toward the parking lot now to play. It's 0-2. No balls and a couple strikes. And the pitch. That's rolled foul back to the pitch clock to our right. Sebastian Rodriguez will jump out to get that one. It's still 0-2. Levin so far, 19 pitches, 15 strikes. 0-2. Up high and away, it's 1-2. Ball and two strikes the count. Top of the ninth inning, 5-4 Trenton. Each team with nine hits. And the pitch. That's fouled. Clears the screen to the concourse toward Salsa, where they are. Protect that stand at all costs. 1-2 the count. Lynch back into that left-handed box. The 6-3 shortstop. Here's the set and the pitch. Just missed the outer edge. Good location by Lovin that time. 2-2 the count. Superfans want Elmo. Think they're going to get their wish here. 2-2 the count on the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him. That is the third strikeout for Xander Lovin. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health growing. 2024 will open a new outpatient center in Top Trees West. And in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountnittany.org. So with two outs and the bases empty, that'll bring to the plate Jimenez, who is 2-for-4 with a single and a double. He's also scored a run, and he cues that one foul. First base side, it's 0-1. 90-mile-per-hour fastball there from Xander. Start out the game at 77 degrees. We're now at 69. Flag not moving at all in left center field. That, to generate your own juice and a wave and a miss, it's 0-2. 91-mile-per-hour fastball, 0-2 the count. Lovin leans in, goes set, and to the plate. Outside with that fastball at 90. 1-2 the count. Five runs, nine hits, no errors, Trenton. Four runs, nine hits, three errors for the Spikes. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped to the mitt. Strike three, got him. Good job by Aviles to hang on. Fourth strikeout for Xander Lovin. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our great team at mountainindy.org. Leslie, Page, Vuletich, bottom of the order in the bottom of the ninth for the Spikes, down 5-4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
So Jeff Manto goes to his closer, Enrique Ozoa, to take over here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 5'8", 165-pound right-hander. Atoa Baja, Puerto Rico, did his pitching at Southern University, 23 years of age, turned 23 in June. Ozoa is making his ninth appearance. 8 2/3, four hits, no runs, struck out seven, walked three. 2 for 2 and save opportunities. Here's Leslie, who's 1 for 3. The pitch. Low and outside, 1-0 the count. Leslie, single back in the second. Bounced to third in the fifth. Popped out to third in the seventh. Pitch to Josh. Outside corner for strike. It is 1-1. Page is next, then Vuletich. As part of the order, the bottom third is combined for four hits and one run. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. It's up high. Caught the plate, but high. 2-1 the count. Leslie with that single, his 31st hit of the season. He leads the league in total hits. 2-1. Low and outside, 3-1. Page is on deck. Three and one the count. Ozoa, 3-1. In the dirt ball for tying run aboard here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's Page, who's 0-for-3. Fouled out to right in the second, struck out looking in the fifth, and struck out looking in the seventh. The question is, would they ask Marcus to put down a bunt? But when a guy has this kind of power, he could bring Leslie all the way around with an extra base hit. Jimenez creeps up to the grass at third. Squares the bunt. Puts it down first base line and scoots foul. Got it about 60 feet down the line fair, and then it went foul. It's 0-1. So the question is, do they do that again? Tim Battle goes through the series of signs down at third. Josh Leslie was looking over at them. Marcus Page was not. 0-1 the count. The set. Throw to first. Leslie dives back in there. And by the way, Page did not show bunt. See, that's part of it, was trying to keep Leslie around the back, but wanted to see if Page would show bunt. Did not. 0-1 the count. Middle infield double play depth. Throw to first again. He dives back in, and Page did not show it again. Merriweather way off the line and left. Johnson about maybe 10, 15 steps into right center. Giordano deep and straight away and right. And Men is up on the grass at third. 0-1. Squares the bunt. Pops it up foul over the screen. It's 0-2, and you'll have to take the bunt off now. No choice now but to take the bunt off. Tying run and Josh Leslie on first. Winning run at the plate and Marcus Page. Page is at 12 career spikes home runs, including two this season. Set by Ozawa. Throw to first. Leslie dives back in there. The ball was in the dirt that time by Ozawa. Good job by Fontana to dig it out. Leans in. And goes set. To the plate. It's popped up foul to our right over the roof and out of play to Porter Gardens. It's still 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Ozawa leans in, the right-hander. Leslie off to his lead at first. 0-2 on Page. And the pitch. Way outside. Good job that time by Corliss, the catcher, to reach out and just grab it. It's 1-2. Five-four Trenton in the bottom of the ninth inning with nobody out in. Leslie on first. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Yeah, first strikeout for Ozawa. First bunt attempt was so close. But Leslie's still on first now with one out. Vuletich is 3-for-3. Single to right in the third. Single to left, stole a base in the fifth. Single to center and scored in the eighth. Vuletich batting from the right side. Leslie inches out to his lead. Ozawa goes set and delivers. That's a strike. Oh, boy, that was right. I mean, that was close. 0-1 the count. 0-1, 91 with that fastball. Middle infield double play depth. Jimenez now back at third. Ozawa throws to first. Leslie dives back in. Good job by Fontana to grab it that time. Giordano deep and right straight away. Johnson about 20, 25 steps into right center. Merriweather way off the line, closer to the nook than the line. And normal depth. Up high at the letters, 1-1 the count to Vuletich. Harden is on deck. No action in the Trenton bullpen. It's Ozawa forever. 1-1 the count. Leslie out to his lead at first. Throw to first, dives back in. Oh, he called him out. Really? Two outs. One and one the count. Now with two outs. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes the count. Spikes down to their final out. Down 5-4. Or down to their final strike. 5-4. Bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Way outside. 2-2. That's what happens when you can't get a bunt down. You got to be able to do that. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. That is to left center field. Johnson long run, runs it down. He's got the speed to do it, and the ball game is over, and the series now even at one apiece. Rubber game of the three-game set tomorrow, 6:35 on Belfont Community Night. We'll wrap it up in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Anne, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Watch fireworks from the field tomorrow night with the State College Spikes. Game time is 6:35 against Trenton, and the skies will light up with a post-game salute to 80s movies themes fireworks show presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and you can watch them from the infield dirt at Medler Field on Hospitality Appreciation Night and Belfont Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Rubber game of the three-game set coming up tomorrow as Trenton holds on tonight to win 5-4. They were up 5-0. Spikes came back with one in the sixth and three in the eighth. But Trenton wins it 5-4 with five runs, nine hits, no errors. They left seven. Spikes had four runs, nine hits, three errors. They left five. Cade Lancour opening six innings gets the win. He's 3-1. Enrique Azoa now with his third save. He's 3-for-3 on save opportunities. Jonah Jenkins takes the loss. He's 1-2. Time of the game, 2 hours and 44 minutes before 2021. So the Spikes now on the season have drawn 73,768. And tomorrow night is Belfont Community Night, Dollar Beer Night, and fireworks, and you can watch from the field. The theme will be from the 80s tomorrow night. What a night that is planned. A big Thursday night here, and we can't wait to see you on Belfont Community tonight when the Spikes take on Trenton at 6:35. Joe and I on beginning tomorrow at 6:05. 5-4, Trenton wins it. Talk to you tomorrow here from the ballpark here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.